We're in a little series called, what is it?
Say it with me.
Come on. Sound like you don't mean it. One more time. Here we go. One more time. That's what I'm talking about. Let's go with the series this morning. I'm looking from the book of Proverbs. What's the deal here? Trying to get wiser. Why wouldn't I try to get a little bit smarter? If there's things I can do that's going to help my life, why wouldn't I do it? Amen. That's what we're talking about. Last week, why wouldn't you put God first? If he's omnipotent, omniscient, he's eternal, he's immutable, he's all those things and more and more and more and more, why wouldn't I give him the authority in my life? If he's God and he is and I ain't, why wouldn't I give him that rightful place in my life? Only makes good common sense to let God be the person in my life who's first. Amen? And not me. It's incredible to do that. That's what we looked at last week. Why wouldn't you today, say it with me, trust God with all your heart? Why wouldn't you trust God with all your heart? And I need you to help me now. The way we do church here is I'll talk like this. I'll get you to say things back with me. All the scriptures will be here on the screen. You can go back later to have the same exact PowerPoint that we put together. You can download it. You can study it. You can share it with a Bible study group. A lot of people do that kind of stuff. But right now, I need you working with me. Amen? Say, come on. I don't care what else is going on. Forget about it. Let's do this right here. Amen? Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Come on. Here we go. Why wouldn't you trust God with all your heart? Now, we're going to roll pretty quick right here. To put God first is what we talked about last week. It's the foundation. It's the beginning. It's to give God priority. It's to give God his rightful position in your life. To put God first. Now, to trust God with all your heart's a little different. It goes along with it for sure, but it's a little bit different. To trust God with all your heart is to have absolute, say it with me, confidence in God. Say that again with me. To trust God with all your heart is to have absolute confidence in God. Well, what if this happens? What if that happens? Doesn't matter what happens. I'm going to have confidence in God. Are you kidding me? Even if this happens? Yeah, even if this happens. Because this does happen in your life. Amen? Say. We set up dumb little things and are like, well, I don't know if I could ever get through that. Why couldn't you? He's God. Amen? Say. So trust him. Absolute confidence in God. It's to have faith in God. Now, those two things aren't different. Confidence and faith is the same thing. My faith is in him. What does faith in God mean? Here's plain English right here. I believe God. Say it with me. Period. Well, you don't believe that stuff in the Bible. It's funny how dumb we are. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Very first page in the Bible. Very first sentence in the Bible. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. But we believe it happened with the Big Bang. We believe we're from monkeys. We believe all kinds of nutty, whacked out, stupid ideas. And it's right there, line one, first page of the Bible. Y'all hear me or not? You see what I'm saying? It's to say, I believe God, period. I mean, we turn the book open, we ain't even got all page one, and we already don't believe it. To me, that's stupid. You see where I'm coming from? Say. That's just an example, by the way. There's a whole lot of stuff in the Bible that you're going to question. Well, I don't know if I believe. You know what you need to do? Believe it. Trust God with all your heart. Why wouldn't you? What's the option? Well, I'll trust some scientist from the 1800s. Darwin, who was a kook. I'll trust him. I'll put my faith in what he said. And we still keep doing that kind of crazy mess, you know, well over 100 years after his theories. Man, everything else moves forward, but we still hang on to that. You know why? Because we don't want to put God first. We don't want to trust him with all our heart. You hearing me or not today? Okay, here we go. God has never been wrong. He has never done anybody wrong. And God ain't going to do me wrong. Okay, this is one of my little quotes I came up with this week. Can we say it right here? Come on. God has never been wrong, and God has never done anybody wrong, and God ain't gonna do me wrong. Are y'all hearing me? Let's say that again. That sounds good. One more time. Here we go. God has never been wrong, and God has never done anybody wrong, and God ain't gonna do me. That sounds like confidence, doesn't it? You tell yourself like that. Tell yourself like that. Talk to yourself. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to believe God. Period. Well, what if? Period. What if this happened? Period. That's what trusting God with all your heart is about. I'd like to teach us this verse this morning. Proverbs 3:5. Proverbs 3:5. We need to learn this verse. That's some, how many already know this verse? See, half the class already got it. Here we go. That's fine. Let's do it again. Everybody, here we go. Say it with me. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto your own understanding. If you don't want to say thine and all that, I'm not concerned with all that. Let's do it again. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. Y'all sort of figuring out what that means or not? Let's try it again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. How hard is that? How many don't know what that means? I don't understand. Bible's not that complicated. Let's try one more time. Let's get it down. Trust in the, with, and on. Yeah. Don't lean on you. Amen? Don't lean on what's just up in your head. Amen. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Let's talk about that because that's what hit me as I was studying this week. This verse and this passage, chapter 3. So to put God first, we talked about that last week, is the beginning to trust God with all your heart is the what? It's a blessing. To put God, I put God first because he's what? I trust God with all my heart because I know he's right. See the difference? I put God first because he what? I trust God with all my heart because I know what he says is so. You see the difference? There is a difference in trusting God with all your heart. I put God first because I know what happens if I don't. I trust God with all my heart because, say it with me, I know what happens when I do. It's a whole different way of thinking. Trusting God with all your heart. Why wouldn't you trust God with all your heart? Let's talk about it. That's what we're going to do this morning. Now, there's a lot of places I can put my trust. There's a lot of places I can put my trust. And I've just stayed with the Bible. I mean, we could talk about it all day. We put our trust in all kinds of stuff. But let's just look at what the Bible says. You can check these verses out sometime on your own. But I can trust in chariots or a big military. Yeah, right there. All right? I can trust in my bow or how about that 357 or whatever that thing is. You can trust in that. Right? That's what I trust in. That's what I protect this highway right here, baby. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right? Listen, I can trust in my armor. Hey, you can't get in my house. I got ADT. You can trust in that. Sure, that's what the Bible says. I can trust in my government. Oh, yeah. I can trust in idols, people or things. I can trust in vanity. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's funny, ain't it? Here we go. I can trust in beauty, the Bible says. Okay? How many knows beauty just ain't always there, darling? Sorry about that. Okay? Trust in lies. It's funny how we do that. We'll convince ourselves. We'll lie to ourselves. Lie, and then we'll believe it because we're dumb. Isn't that crazy say? Sure we do. Then we cover it up. It's nuts. Trust in wickedness. Schemes, plans, we know aren't right. That's how we've lived life. That's how we've been getting by. Trust in our own self-righteousness. I'm not that bad. I'm a pretty good guy. I'm just trusting, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's what the Bible says. Trust in works. What I can do. Trust in friends. Hey, you ought to be a trusted friend. But should you put your trust in your friends over God? Are you kidding me? Have you lost your mind? Why would you do such a thing? Trust in the Lord with what? All your heart. Trust in riches. I'm good. I got plenty of goods laid up for me. I'll eat, drink, and be merry, God says. Jesus said, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then who shall all that stuff be? Amen? How about we thank God for our riches? Wouldn't that be cool? Say, how about we use our God's riches for his kingdom and to bring him glory and honor? Trust in myself. You know? It's a good thing to have confidence. Should I have more confidence in me than I have in God? Absolutely not. It's craziness. Trust in the flesh. You know what I'm saying? I believe I can do this deal. I can walk this life, this fine line. You're going to start putting your trust in you better be trusting the Lord the way you're walking. Trust in your own heart. The Bible says the heart is desperately wicked. Who can what? Know it, the Bible says. So we can put our trust in a lot of places. And how about this? And we'll just trust in who? Man. How many ever been let down by a man or a woman? Can I see your hand? Eh, that's not a good idea. Put your hand up. Here we go. All right? So, that's our choices. We can trust in a lot of things. But why would you? When you can trust in the Lord with all your heart. So you listening? I got you so far. Are we all right? You going to sleep on me? Come on. Here we go. Why wouldn't you trust God with all your heart? And the question is this, what does it mean? What does it mean to trust God with all my heart, Pastor? Let's talk about it from the Bible. Here's what it means. It means give it everything you have, 100%. Say that with me. It means give it everything you have, 100%. To trust God with all your heart means to give it everything you have, 100%. Everything. Give it all to him. That's what it means, with everything. Don't hold anything back. Nothing. If he's God, and he is, and he's got first place in my life, and he does, then why wouldn't I give him everything? Why wouldn't I trust him in every area of my life? Why wouldn't I seek him over every decision and things that I'm making in my life? Why wouldn't I let him be the absolute authority in my life? If he's God anyway, and he's never done wrong, he's never done anybody wrong, and he ain't going to do me wrong. Why would I do that? It's going in all the way. Say it with me, with both what? Feet. It's like, I'm in. Amen? Pushing the chips to the middle of the table, baby. When are you going to do that in your life? Well, I'll do it one day. Why not do it today? Why wouldn't you? Jump in with both feet. What does it mean to trust God with all your heart? It means believing without reservation or hesitation. I am no great example to you people, but I'm going to tell you something right now. When I read something in the Word of God, I take it as absolute truth. Period. I would stop preaching if I couldn't take my Bible and absolutely believe everything that's in that book. I believe it all. Now, they call me a quack, you know. I'm one of those people. Because I believe all the Bible. You mean you believe all them stories? You know I believe Jonah and the whale. I do. I believe Noah and the flood. Did you know I believe that? You know I believe Joshua and his group walked around that wall, you know, that city, that last day, Jericho, thank you. I might not know much, but I know it. It's in there. I believe it. And I believe the walls fell. I believe it. Now, fortunately, I've been over there, and it's interesting because I've actually seen the archaeological digs and finds, and they can't explain how the walls, usually when you fight a battle, they go outward. These fell in. And even archaeologists today, they scratch their head wondering, how did this happen? Well, I don't have a problem with that. You understand? I believe God spoke something, and it came into existence. Why do I believe that? Because I'm so bright? Uh-uh. Listen to me. I believe it. You're listening. Hang on. I believe it because I trust him without reservation or hesitation. You understand? That's what I'm talking to you about today. Here we go. What does it mean? It means to sell out completely to God. Period. Not playing church. We'll let the other folk play church. I ain't playing church. I ain't concerned with people who play church. I'm really concerned with me. and how I live for God and what He is in my life and what He wants me to do, and you can do what you want to do. At the end of the day, I'm going to do because I have to make decisions for me. You understand? Say. All right? That's what we're talking about today. So why wouldn't you trust God with all your heart? Well, that sounds like tough stuff. Well, how do I do it? Let's look at it. And don't go to sleep on me. Here we go. How do I do it? Number one, don't lean on you. Don't lean on your own understanding. Don't lean. How many in here think you're smarter than God? Well, if you're not, then don't lean on your own understanding. If you are, go ahead and have the guts to say it. Point your finger in His face. But if you're not, don't lean on your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. That's one thing you do. Don't lean just on you. Realize there's the book called the Word of God, and there's somebody called God who has best interest for me. He's not going to do me wrong. I'm going to trust Him, and what He says, that's what I'm going to do. I'm not just going to lean on me. I'm just not going to lean on me anymore. Okay? Number two, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He'll direct your paths. What does that mean? In the decision in my life and things that I'm doing, whether they're struggles or whether they're whatever there is, whether it's raising my family. You know what I'm saying? For example, you might not like it, but the Bible says you're to discipline your children. Did you know that? Yes or no? The Bible says spare the rod and you'll spoil who? The child. Oh, it's terrible. I can't believe you'd spank your child. Well, why wouldn't I? Do you hear me? Say. I know every kid's not the same. I know different temperaments. Some are different ways. I understand that. You need to figure out that you and your kid. I don't understand. But if the Bible says stuff, and of course the Bible is absolutely against any kind of abuse and things like that, why wouldn't you do what God's Word says? I mean, that's just one little example. Do you see what I'm saying? Well, because a guy came along in the 60s named Dr. Spock or somebody, and he said, I ain't supposed to do it. So we believe this kind of man. You hear me what I'm saying? That might not be the best example, but that's just an example. Okay? In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge Him, whether it's parenting, whether it's my marriage. You know? Get married. You know what God's Word says? If you're married, you know who you're supposed to have sex with? Your spouse. Hello? Say. Yeah. That's what God's Word says. That's what you're supposed to do. Amen. Now, I like to play. I like to get. You know why? Because you're not acknowledging Him in your ways. You see what I'm saying? So whatever thinking. Whatever decisions, why not acknowledge Him in all those different ways? Yes or no? Amen. Keep looking. How do I do it? Don't be wise in your own eyes. Well, you know, pretty smart. You know, it's not using your brain. Use your brain, of course. But not, don't let just your brain be the end of the road. Amen? Amen. Let's let God's Word, His wisdom, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I respect what He says. I'm not just going to rely on my own wisdom in life. That's trusting God with your whole heart. Keep looking. Isaiah says, my thoughts are not your thoughts, God speaking. Neither are my ways your ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. Say it with me, and my what? Thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Why wouldn't you trust God with your life and your plans and your ways and with wisdom? If His thoughts are higher than I, why don't I go for it? Why don't I reach for it? I want that in my life. I think it's great stuff. How do I do it? You fear the Lord. You reverence the Lord and you depart from evil. How do you trust the Lord with your whole heart? Here's how you do it. You got something in your life that's evil, that's not right? You respect God and you turn from that. Say that with me. You respect God, and you turn from that. One more time. You respect God, and turn from it. Let's do a little quiz. How many occasionally you get tempted to do evil? Can I see your hand? There you go. I'm tempted to do evil. Evil. Here's trusting God with all your heart. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. And God will, with that temptation, make a way of escape. Okay? So when I trust God with all my heart, it doesn't mean I'm not tempted to do evil anymore. It means I'm looking for the way to escape. Did that make any sense to you? See, I'm trusting the Lord with my heart. I'm looking for that way out. The good way out. Amen? Okay? Not just trusting in me. Okay? It means honoring the Lord with the first fruits of your increase. This is all in Proverbs 3, by the way. After Proverbs 3, 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not on your own understanding. It says, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all your increase. If you really say you trust the Lord with all your heart, then you're going to trust Him to take care of your finances. Okay? And you're going to honor Him with your finances. He's going to be Lord over your finances. You're going to honor Him. And you're going to do it with a cheerful attitude. Because God is God and you're not. You believe anything you have, everything you have comes from Him. You listening? See, that's trusting the Lord with all your heart. No, that's just you, preacher, wanting my money. I don't want your money. Okay? All right? We're building a multi-million-dollar facility down there debt-free. I don't get a cut of the offerings around here. Y'all understand that? Say, how many of y'all get a paycheck? You get a paycheck. Guess what Gary gets? Somebody take a wild guess. Paycheck. Amen? Okay? So I don't want you to do this so I can get a bigger paycheck or anything like that. You do this because it's right. You do it because I'm trusting Him with my whole heart. I'm putting Him first in my life. Okay? You'll see good things happen. But if you're not doing it with all your heart, you're not doing it with a cheerful attitude, you probably won't. Amen? Keep looking. How do I do it? Don't despise His chastening or get weary of His correction in your life. Look at this verse. Proverbs 3, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loves, He what? Even as a father, the son in whom He delights. So often, we don't get our way. We do something that's not right. God corrects us. Or we have struggles that come in our life. And in a way, those have a correcting effect on our life. And what do? We blame God. You're not as smart as you said you were. I don't trust you like I did. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Don't despise His correction. Y'all listening or not? Don't despise that. Thank God for it. How many of you are thankful that you had a parent that disciplined you, and I know you didn't like it. They might not have done it perfect. I understand that. But you look back over your life, and you got to give them some credit for it. Can I see some hands? Look at that. See? If your father down here on this earth or mother knows how to discipline you, you don't think God in heaven knows how to do it. You don't think He knows how to correct you and give you good gifts or a timeout? Man, He knows how to do it. Amen. Trust Him. Trust Him with that. Don't turn from Him in those times. Trust Him. How can you do it? Don't let knowledge depart from you. This is huge. My son, let not them depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion. So often things we know in the Word of God, testing comes, temptation comes. We know the answer. We know what's right to do. But we don't trust the Lord with all our heart. And you know what we do? We do the wrong thing. Well, I'm just human. No, you're a nut. And you knew it better, and you knew better. You knew better. And you did it anyway. And I've done it. And I've got no one to blame but me. You understand? Okay? This is trusting the Lord with all your heart. Why wouldn't you trust God with all your heart? I don't think anything I put up on that screen will hurt you. Do you? Yes or no? I don't think anything we just talked about is going to hurt you. Oh, if I do that, it's just going to kill me. No, if you do what we just said, yeah, you're going to have to change because you've been running your life. You've been in charge of your life. How you doing with it? God says, I can do better. I can do better if you'll trust me. Amen? All right. So I sound like I bored you to tears. Here's the good stuff. Are y'all all right still? This ain't one of my jumping up and down messages. This is more like a teaching message, and you'll live. Here we go. Here we go. What will this do for me? Now, that's what I want to talk about. Pastor, you've been talking about I don't get to do this, and I don't get to do that no more, and I got to quit having that sin stuff going on. And what will this do for me? What will this do for me? Trusting God with all my heart. What will it do for me? Here's what I found. In the book of Proverbs chapter 3, here's what I found. When I trust God with all my heart. Say it with me. Say it loud. Come on. I will be happy. Look at this.
Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. You're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. You've been trying to find happiness. You're going to be happy when you trust God with all your heart. I got to go fast because there's a bunch of them. She's a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retains her. You're going to be happy when you trust God's wisdom and not your own. Keep looking. Number two, say it with me. I will have wisdom and understanding. When you trust God with all your heart, you're going to get wiser. Happy is the man that finds wisdom and the man that gets understanding. This is part of it. This is part of the benefit. Look at number three. Say it with me. Come on, don't down me. I will have a longer and healthier. How many like that one? Yeah. Look at length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. You're going to live longer. You're going to be healthier. Now, here's the cool thing, and I speak from experience on this. You can get run over by a bus in life, because I was a few times in my life. Okay? And you can survive that. Say, I can survive that. Come on. I can survive that. And here's the cool thing. You can come through a horrific experience in your life, and you can actually be stronger and healthier. I mean, you can have the worst thing happen to you on the planet, and you can have people actually come up to you months later and go, you're looking good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah! It's good stuff! I was at McDonald's yesterday. Nice-looking lady came up to me and said, Pastor Clark, you're looking good. I'm like, thank you. Amen. I ain't using myself. I'm just trying to say. Roger Johnson told me this week. It didn't mean the same, though, Roger. I'm sorry. But anyway, excuse me, Rod. Excuse me, babe. Come on, hush now. Anyway, but Rod told me. He said he was watching me on TV. It was a television show back in January. And then he said, I look at, because he does our TV and video and stuff like that, he said, I look at like the one the other day, and he says, your countenance is just brighter, and you just have something about you. And I'm not trying to use me as an example. I'm trying to say, if you will trust God, even with the junk, did you know you can be healthier, and you can be happier, and you're going to live longer? How many made it through something and you thought for sure you wouldn't make it through? You thought it was going to kill you. Now let's do another test. How many of you made it through it and somebody said to you after you made it through it, hey, you're looking good. Your countenance looks better. You look like you're happy. Can I see your hand? Do you see what I'm telling you in the room? It's the truth, isn't it? Trusting God with all your heart. Amen. It shall be health to your navel and marrow to your bones. Amen. Number four, I will say it with me, have what? When I trust God with all my heart, I'm going to have riches and honor. Why wouldn't I want that? That's the dumbest thing on the planet. Are you telling me if I trust God with all my heart, I'm going to have riches and honor? Absolutely. So shall your barns be filled with plenty, and your presses shall burst out with new wine. You know what? I believe this. I really do. I believe God's looking for a man and a woman who will trust Him with their whole heart. Didn't he say it in Malachi? Isn't that what he said? Say. He said, see. He said, prove me. Try me. And see if I won't pour out a blessing that you won't be able to hold it. Amen. Why wouldn't I do that if the God of heaven told me to do that? If God said, prove me. Put me to the test. Trust me. I want to bless you. Why wouldn't we? Well, it's because we don't trust Him with all our heart. Amen. Pretty good stuff, though. How about this one? Say it with me. I will have pleasantness and peace in my life. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. When I trust God with all my heart, I'm going to have peace in my heart. I'm going to have peace in my life. Life's going to be more pleasant for me. But you don't want that. I know. I know. Go ahead. Why wouldn't you? How about this one? I will walk safely in what? Not... How many of you, because of God's word, because of wisdom, things you used to do, traps you used to fall in, you're not saying you're perfect, but you don't fall in those same traps. He's given you some wisdom and some teaching. Isn't that good stuff? Say. when you trust him with your own, God says, now don't do this. Don't, no, 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 no. Don't go that way. And you go, you know what? I trust him not to go that way, so I make the decision not to go that way. And you didn't fall. That's what God's word says. Then thou shalt walk in thy way safely, and your foot shall not what? It's not about being perfect, but it's about walking in his way, seeking him, trusting him, and all of a sudden, you're having a better life. Amen? It's good stuff. Number 7. I wish there weren't so many. I'm sorry. It's just chapter 3. Just one little chapter in the Bible. That's it. I will not be afraid, and I will sleep sweetly at night. When thou liest down, thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be what? Last night. And I have problems, guys, okay? Lots. Last night, I'm laying in my bed. It's probably 4 in the morning. And I have nightmares. And I have things that happen in my mind because of some pain I've been enduring in my life personally, okay? It's just the way it is, okay? I wish I could say it wasn't so, but I would be lying like a dog, okay? And Satan attacks me, especially on Saturday night. So here I am. I wake up. And I'm just telling you, you're not going to like what I'm about to say. So I woke up. I'm laying there in bed, and I uttered these words. I didn't say them out loud with my mouth, but I said them in my mind, and I said this, no one cares for you. That's what I said laying in my bed. Okay? But I won't tell you what I did. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart can do wonders. I said, that is the biggest bunch of bull crap ever. And I just spoke back. And I turned over and went to sleep sweet as could be. You know? You know what I'm saying? How many know what I'm talking about? You understand where I'm coming from? You understand? This is a promise of God's word. Why wouldn't I want that? That's what I want in my life. When I lie down, I'm not going to be afraid. When I sleep, it's going to be sweet. That's what I want in my life. Is that too much to ask? When you lay down, that your sleep can be sweet. Amen? God says, I can give you that. Isn't that cool? Number 8. God will be my confidence, for the Lord shall be your confidence and shall keep your foot from being taken. You're going to get a renewed confidence. How many know when you know you're doing the right thing? It's the right thing in God's word. It's the right thing in your heart. You know you're doing the right thing. I mean, when you know that you're doing the right thing, how many of you feel confident? See what I'm saying? We call it this. I could charge hell with a water pistol. How many remember years ago I gave water pistols out? Remember that? It was called charging hell with a water pistol. Remember that? That's your confidence in God. When you put your trust with all your heart and you know it's right and it's right to do, hell or high water, we're going forward, baby. Amen? God can give you that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Number 9, I will be able to do good to other people. When I trust the Lord with all my heart, it's going to open me up to being able to do good. Proverbs 3, withhold not good from them to whom it's due, when it's in the power of your hand to do it. Say not unto your neighbor, go and come again, and tomorrow I'll give you something, when you got it right now to give it to them. See, you're trusting God. You're not hoarding stuff. You're starting to trust God, and you're starting to give freely in your life to other people and do good to other people because you know God is going to supply your need anyway. He's good to you. See the difference? Number 10, I will dwell securely with my neighbors. You mean if I trust God with all my heart, I'm going to be a better neighbor? Absolutely. Why wouldn't you be? Who wouldn't want a neighbor who's trusting God, who's believing God, who has confidence and faith in God? Amen? Devise not evil against your neighbor, seeing he dwells securely by thee. Strive not with a man without cause if he's done you no harm. You're going to be able to get along with folk. Amen? Did you know the Bible says your neighbors are put next to you to keep you safe? How many have ever had a neighbor? How many has a neighbor and you feel better because you've got a certain neighbor in your neighborhood or around you or something like that? You see what I'm, did you know God's word says that? He wants to do that for you. I think that's good stuff.
Number 11, I got one more after this. I will not envy the wicked. Envy not the oppressor and choose none of his ways. You're going to be free from envy. Wanting to one-up somebody. Get what they got. You're going to get, when you trust the Lord with all your heart, you're going to just get loose from that evil monster called envy. Isn't that great? Number 12. Say that one with me. I will. I'm promotion. This is what he's going to give me. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools. As I trust the Lord, he's going to lift me up. Isn't that what the Bible says? Humble yourselves under the hand of the mighty God, and he'll lift you up. He'll exalt you. When you trust him with your whole heart, God's not about putting you down. You should be about putting yourself down at his feet. When you do that, God lifts you up. That's what he says in his word he will do. It's not about you doing it so you can get lifted up. You do it because he needs to be lifted up, and because you do that, he lifts you up. Does that make sense? You're going to inherit glory and promotion. God is looking for some people that will trust him with their whole heart. He wants to bless you. All right? And life doesn't have to be perfect. That's the lie. Here's the lie. Your life just has to be perfect for God to bless you and all these things to happen. I think the opposite might be true. Life has to be sort of crappy. And you get put to the test. And God says, I'm going to bless you if you'll bless me now. If you'll trust me now. And I'm asking you to do something for me. My name is Gary with two R's. Okay? I'm asking you to pray for me that God will give me a double blessing. When you pray for me, I want to put him to the test. I want everybody to see God bless me double for serving him. You hear me? I'm not doing this arrogantly. Why wouldn't I ask for a double blessing if I could? Amen? So pray for me like that. That's what, if you will, I'd really appreciate it. Let's say the verse one more time. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. We're done with the message. What was it today? Why won't you trust God with all your heart? Sounds like a winner to me. Amen. Come on, let's praise the Lord for his word. Amen. Good stuff. Thank you, Lord.